Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He cares about us in every way of life, all of our well-being. We know that and understand that the Lord's return is upon us. It's imminent, very imminent. Like Paul said, it's closer than the day before. Every day goes by, we are closer to His imminent return. And the Lord told me to warn His people about the upcoming war. This is going to be the worst war in history to this point in time. And many people will be thrust into eternity. The Russian and Chinese invasion that Henry Gruber talked about, it's upon us. Wars happen when people sin. Whenever there's sin, there's trouble. And many years ago, the Lord showed me how tornadoes are formed. It's not just mechanical, they are spiritual. It's not just weather going crazy. It's also a spiritual attack. Now let me explain. In my dream or vision, it was a night vision. I was sleeping and I was standing on the clouds, and I saw a tornado about the size of a huge mountain. It looked like a mountain upside down. It was a tornado. It sat on top of the cloud. It came out of heaven. Sat on top. It just stood there on top of the cloud. And from the bottom of the funnel, thousands of tornadoes spread out. And they were about the size of a telephone post, 10, 15 feet in height, you know. More like 15 or 20 feet in height compared to me. I didn't have a measuring tape. I'm looking at the stature of it. And my distance is about like a telephone post. Nevertheless, they all got in formation just like military men. It was just like military personnel, just spread out. When the last one reached his destination, the first one that had left was much farther away. He reached his destination. They were all in square ranks, just like military men. And they were all facing the same direction. Now they were spinning tornadoes, and then they were all facing the same direction. And then they sunk into the cloud. And when they stopped, they looked like, best way to describe it, they looked, that movie, The Swamp Thing, they looked terrible. They looked hideous. They looked like humanoid men, but they had kind of like monster features. They looked just like that Swamp Thing. But you could tell that they used to shine. They looked like brass. They used to have a glow. You could tell that they used to be angels. But now they were not angels. They were fallen angels. And then they sunk into the cloud. And so when I woke up immediately, I said, Lord, what was that about? He said, they are spirits of chaos. And he caused me to understand that when people sin enough, the enemy will accuse the nation or the people of a city or wherever the place is, and he'll bring up their sins and the fact that they don't repent from their sins, not just ask forgiveness, but they don't repent, they don't turn from it, they continue to sin. And now he wants, see, your sin causes him to have authority. and he has to get permission to destroy. And if people are sinning, he has place. It's like ownership. He wants to do something. And the Lord allows him because man allows him. Now, if God's people say something, many things can be changed. But sin is also sowing, and it causes evil reaping. When God's people remit the sins and rebuke them, things can be changed. Not always stopped, but it can be delayed. People can be protected. So when I see storms, I rebuke them, and they have to stop. But the sins are still there, and Satan wants to destroy because people have given him place in their lives, and they won't let it go. They don't repent. So it makes their lives vulnerable to attack. Satan can't attack people at his will. He has to be allowed to do so, primarily by the person, not God. You can stop Satan by your faith, by your authority. God gave us authority over Satan. It's important. Jesus said, don't rejoice because your name is written, because you have authority over Satan. He gave us authority over Satan. Expect us to use it. Rejoice because your names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Now, this suggests and it shows us that, first of all, be right with God. Stay right with God. That's why God gave you authority. Authority don't work if you got sin in your life. God gave you authority, but you are allowing sin in your life. So it won't work. James put it this way: submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now then it will work. And we are priests and kings. We can stand in the gap and fight. See, priests don't just represent God to man, to man to God. We also fight the good fight of faith. We protect people from the dangers of the enemy that don't know how to fight. It buys them more time to get their mind and heart right with God. And most people put it off and don't do it, even Christian people. See, when the rapture happens, it's going to look weird. God is going to take his people. Jesus said, my people hear my voice and they follow me. And a stranger they won't follow. So what's going to happen to people who don't do what God said do? They don't do his word. They don't live by their faith. And they give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. It's not going to be like you think. Jesus also said, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord, we preached in your name, cast out devils in your name, worked miracles in your name. He's going to turn from them and say, I never knew you. Either people are self-will or they're not. Either they follow God or they don't. But they who are led by the Lord, they are the sons of God. If God can tell a man to do something and he do it, and he's involved in their life, guiding them in life, leading them, and they're following him, they're his people. If the devil's trying to tempt them into something and they put up a resistance and they don't do it, they don't fall for it, they're not the devil's people. People follow their master. They don't really call Satan their master, but they follow their own will and routines. They're not God's. They're not trying to learn God's word. And I know God's mercy is great. And I don't pretend to know who's in and who's out. I just know that these are factors that we must pay attention to. Because whatever God do is going to be right. It's going to be just. And it's not going to be like we think always. I'm not trying to make a doctrine. This is the doctrine that Jesus gave us to work with. So be warned. The war is going to come. Men will not stop sinning. They're still getting abortions. The lawmakers are still trying to push it, even to the point that you can kill a child after it's born. People are celebrating in the streets of New York. They were celebrating about this crazy bill they come up with in defiance against God. In this country, the politicians put up an altar of Baal not far from the White House. They've been defying God every which way you can do it. Not to mention what they've been doing behind closed doors. Politicians are stealing children and raping them. They have what you call a pizza party. I heard about it. Right here in Birmingham, a little girl got kidnapped and murdered. The kidnappers went to jail. When Cupcake was kidnapped, they caught the man that did it and the woman. And then a white female lawyer came and posted his bail for over $1 million. That sounds like politician mischief to me. I don't know all the details, but with what else I know, it looks like there are things going on. People don't post $1 million bail. If it wasn't $1 million, it was high. To get a man that kidnapped a child out of jail. Somebody didn't want him to talk. Whoever he was working for wanted him to be quiet. And they found the little girl dead. This is crazy stuff that's going on. You wouldn't do it, I wouldn't do it, but there are evil people out there that's satanic. And Satan loves to get to the highest places in the office. Not all politicians are that way, so you can't point out what your suspicions is not enough to go on. The Holy Spirit knows who's who and what's what. That's why Jesus said, don't judge. You're not equipped. You have to follow what he shows you. Now, if he points somebody out and he tell you what they're doing, but sometimes people, they think their suspicions is the Holy Spirit. They don't know God. And some people have a relationship. They've had dreams and visions that are authentic and accurate. People don't like the president, but there are prophets who prophesy about God using him. And then the other Christians get upset because they can't see it. They can't judge. People are very, very self-willed. Sometimes what the Lord show you is perfect. It's beyond what you think. If we were so wise, God wouldn't have had to send the Holy Spirit to guide us in this life. People still want to be their own master. That's how Satan gets them attached to their life, through their fears, suspicions, and animosities, racism, dislike, strife. Those things have voices. But if you follow the Holy Spirit, you're going to be, there's peace. If you learn to follow the peace, you're gonna operate in perfection. But if you remain self-willed, you can't. You're gonna be tossed through and fro with every wind of doctrine or forms of doctrines that God has nothing to do with. This is how things get to this point. Now there's gonna be war. The Lord prophesied. He saw it a long time ago. It's been delayed several times. Henry Gruber had visions of this war back in the 80s. And before that, A.A. Abrams had the same kind of visions. And it was delayed because people were praying and taking authority. So be warned. When it happens, you're going to have to know how to follow God. These broadcasts help people learn what I learned about following God. And the Lord is going to, if you're faithful with them, and the Lord will continue to teach you how to follow Him. And He'll help you do it. And you'll be safe. When foreign soldiers are on our soil, God will have to give you wisdom. Most people are not trained soldiers. They are. But the Holy Spirit, if you can pay attention to the Holy Spirit, you can deal with it. Well, some people are counting on the rapture to get them out of Dodge, to get them out of the way. Well, the rapture is coming, too. But until it gets to you, you're going to have to follow God. Well, the preacher said we'll be gone before the tribulation. Well, sometimes preachers are wrong. You're still going to have to follow the Holy Spirit. And if you don't, you're going to be hurt, captured, whatever. But if you do, you're going to be saved. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.